If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
Jesus answered, "It is written, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
That's an excerpt from a new recording of the New Testament. It's called the Bible Experience. It is the first time the Bible has been read not just by a celebrity cast, but an all-black cast. The Bible Experience features a who's who of black Hollywood, black actors and actresses, as well as clergy, gospel singers, and hip-hop artists. Producer Kyle Bowser told Ann Strangechamps that assembling a superstar cast was surprisingly easy.
Fortunately, a couple of the earliest people to join the cast included Denzel Washington, Angela Bassett, and Blair Underwood. And then our phone began to ring, and people said, "Hey, I heard about this project, and I'd love to be on it." The attention and the interest grew to the point where they said, "I heard about this project. You can't do this without me. I've got to be on this."
Now, this is something of a historical first, isn't it? To hear not just God, but Jesus and John the Baptist and all the disciples all represented as black men. Because, I mean, these are figures who've always been portrayed as white. So I guess I'm wondering how big a deal in American culture this might be.
It's a great question. The Bible Experience is not the very first audio Bible to be recorded or produced. It is the first to do so with a celebrity cast. We decided to do this project with an all-black cast because we wanted to give a gift to the world from our community. We wanted to reflect our reverence and our respect for the definitive Word of God. Not everyone on the project is a Christian, but everyone on the project came to the process with a tremendous amount of respect and reverence.
Well, and just looking at the names on the cast, I mean, Angela Bassett, Cuba Gooding Jr., Samuel L. Jackson, M.C. Light. Sort of looks like you created a Bible that if you're African American and a person of faith, how could you not want this?
Well, yeah, and if you're non-African American or not a person of faith, you probably are a person who has supported the films and TV shows and music projects that a lot of our cast members have been a part of in the past. So just for entertainment purposes, this is also a very attractive offering.
So is this a sneaky way to get the Word of God out to people who might not otherwise look for it?
We are guilty as charged. It is a very sneaky way of presenting God's Word in such a cool and attractive and contemporary way that a lot of people will be drawn to it. But in the process of being entertained, they are also being exposed to the gospel.
In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying,
"Repent! The kingdom of heaven is near!"
This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them,
"You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. But I am not the Messiah. Let me tell you that. Let me be very clear."
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying,
"I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?"
Jesus replied,
"Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness."
Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased.
And tell me something about the casting, because this must have been a lot of fun. How did you decide who would play some of the key parts? Jesus, for instance.
Well, specifically for Jesus, the role is inhabited by Blair Underwood. And Blair Underwood was the first and only person that we considered to play that role.
Now, really, why is that? Because he's an interesting choice. He always plays such kind of preppy button-down sorts of characters.
I've spoken to Blair about that. He actually has gone out of his way to show other sides of his persona. I would say that he inhabits the humanity of the man. He has said that folks can argue as to whether this is the Messiah, but people cannot argue the fact that the man walked the earth. And so he wanted to capture the frailty and the flaw and just the human side of who the man was.
When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said,
"Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other,
"Surely not I, Lord."
Jesus replied,
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born."
Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said,
"Surely not I, Rabbi."
Jesus answered,
"Well, you have said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying,
"Take and eat. This is my body."
Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
I want to ask you about some of the other casting choices. We were talking about the voice of God. Now, in this case, it's Samuel L. Jackson, who everyone probably remembers playing a hitman in Pulp Fiction. He sort of seems like, somebody commented to me, you'd expect him to play the voice of the devil, maybe, but not the voice of God.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of comments about that choice. One of the things to remember about Samuel L. Jackson is that if you take the box office receipts from all the films that he has appeared in and add them up, you will come up with a gross that is greater than any other actor in history. And so when you think about who should play God, why not cast the actor who has garnered more box office attention from the theater goers than anyone else?
Now, I noticed that the Bible Experience is being released on CD and also in MP3 formats. And I think next year you're adding some other formats. I think I read something about ringtones, iPods, maybe even some animation.
We have a sight and sound generation that is not attracted to the tradition of reading. And the Bible is a very intimidating book to sit down and read. It's very thick. The print is very small. And the language is foreign. And so to be able to listen to it while you multitask, perhaps, is a more convenient and more new generational way to ingesting God's word.
So it doesn't bother you that people may wind up with, I don't know, Angela Bassett as the angel of the Lord on their answering machines?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. There are far worse things that could be on their answering machine. I think Angela Bassett perhaps might even be honored to know that people would use her voice to reflect their belief in God on their answering machines.
The angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.'"
What I've got is a little bit more. What I had before. What I know is a little bit more. Yeah. And what I feel is a little bit more. What I've got
Music and readings from the Bible Experience. It's a 19-disc audio recording of the New Testament. Producer Kyle Bowser spoke with Anne Strangeships.